Hello, Kelly speaking.
This is a confirmation call from Liu Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
I don't know what she said.
Hello? Hello?
I just got a phone
call. Yeah, hi. This is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Did you place any order of a gift card, madam, which is $299?
No.
But let me tell you, madam, that we have received an order of a gift card, which is $299, right? And when we checked, we found the order is getting placed from the overseas Mountain View, California, because the billing address is provided over there, Mountain View, California, 242 Street. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California, madam?
No, I don't.
Okay, that means, madam, they are the fraudulent people, those who are doing this illegal activities without your permission and authorization, right? And because you know many illegal activities right now going around in our country, so they are the one of them who have been trying to misuse with your information and done this illegal activity, right? So no need to worry, we will want to help you to get the blocking ID and a cancellation from. So you can directly go ahead and block those purchases, right?
Yes.
So first of all, madam, for to get the blocking ID, I will be help you. So could you just tell me that, did you understand that why you have got connected with eBay?
So if I'm using a credit card, how did you get all my details?
We don't want any details of yours, madam, or we don't have any of your details. Someone has been generated an eBay account yesterday, and your number has been registered with this account, which is 043867-9889, right? And through that, the purchase has been tried to make. When you will receive the blocking ID, then you will able to check from your end, from the eBay server, that what are the details, what are the information they have been used to create this thing, right, purchase this thing. So you can block it from your end and close each and everything because you haven't done anything from your end, right?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, madam, the cell phone which you are using, is it an Android cell phone or an Apple cell phone you are using?
Apple.
Okay, and I do believe you are using a Telstra lines and network or any other lines and network, like Optus,
yes.
Vodafone.
Yes, ma'am.
You are using Telstra, right?
Yes.
Okay, now do one thing, madam. Put me on the loudspeaker from your cell phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you know how to come back to your home screen where you can see all of your regular icons and a wallpaper?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, over there, there will be an application called App Store. App Store. You need to open up App Store.
Yep.
You need to come back to your home screen.
Yep.
Okay, now you can see the on the extreme bottom of, did you open up your App Store, madam?
Yes.
Now on the extreme bottom, can you see the search magnifying glass where you can type something to search?
Yes.
Over there, give a tap on it and over there, type over there, Z as in zebra.
Zebra.
Z as in Zulu.
Yes.
O as in Oscar.
Yes.
H as in Harry.
Pardon?
Then H as in Harry. H as in horse.
Yes.
Then as in Oscar.
Yes.
Then give a space. Then type assist. A-S-S-I-S-T. Assist.
Yes.
Then give a space, then type customer. C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R-S. Customer.
Yes.
And give a click on search.
Nothing.
What are the options you can see, madam, over there coming up?
So, customer app, which is Zoho Access or Zoho Desk.
Okay. Okay, do one thing, madam. Just hold on a moment, right? I'm going to transfer this call to one of my senior executives. He will be help you to get the blocking ID, right? Just give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Wilson. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor. How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Good to hear that, ma'am. I do believe my previous colleague was polite to you and she explained to you each and everything regarding this call.
Yes.
All right. Now, the thing is that we are going to cancel the fraud charges that are trying to be done under your information because we don't want any kind of unwanted transaction happens to your account. So please tell me, ma'am, what can you see exactly on your phone screen at the moment?
I can see customer app, Zoho Access.
Exactly. There will be a blue color box. It says get. Give a click on get.
Yep, just on that.
All right. Is it downloading now?
Yes.
All right. Once you see the open option, please let me know, okay? I will generate the cancellation ID for you, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to. Okay, so I need to enter your email ID.
Now, look at the right hand side top. There's an option that says cancel or a cross sign.
Yeah, cancel.
Yes, click on cancel.
Yep.
So now, what can you see?
So it's add screen recording to control center.
Click on allow. Do you see any allow, okay, any positive option like that?
It's gone away now. Now it's enter a key, session key.
Okay, enter session key. Okay, I'm going to give you the session key put over there. 537.
537.
256.
246 of it?
It's 256.
Oh, 256.
537-256, then 8959.
So 537-256-8959?
Yes. Now click on continue.
Yep, hang on.
Now there's the option to join. Click on join.
Start session, yep.
Yes, click on start session, then click on start broadcast.
Start broadcast, yep.
Now just wait for a while, ma'am. After clicking on start broadcast, just wait. Now what can you see?
Would you like to get notification?
Yes, click on allow.
Yep.
Now this is a hazy background. Tap on the hazy background.
Yep.
Now you will get to see some blank. Now you will get to see some blank check boxes. Check those boxes and click on allow.
So check all four boxes?
Yes, yes. Check all the four boxes and click on allow.
Yeah.
You have done that?
Yep.
All right. That's perfect. The server has verified your ID successfully. Now you just do one thing, simply swipe up the page from very bottom to up and you will back to your home page.
I get out of this conversation, please?
No. Click on... No. Oh, my God.
Sorry to say that. Sorry.
Okay, not an issue. What can you see now?
Screen broadcasting, live broadcast access client has stopped during to the session.
Click on... Okay.
And now it's got on-demand remote support.
Okay.
Look
at the right-hand side top. There's a red cross sign. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that red cross.
Yep. Now it's coming back up to enter session key.
I'm giving you a new session key. It's 481.
481.
278.
278.
4439.
4439.
Yes, now click on join.
Yep.
Then click on start session.
Yep.
Then click on start. Yes. Now tap. Now just wait for a while. After clicking on start broadcast, just wait. Now tap on the HC background.
Yep.
Now check all the four boxes and click on allow.
Yep.
And okay, you're using an iPhone, I do believe that, right, ma'am?
I've got to do it on my iPad because my phone doesn't have any storage.
All right, you're doing it on your iPad. Now, you do have a single button on your iPad, right, outside of your screen?
Yep.
Click that single button.
The home button?
Yes, the home button. Press the home button.
Yep.
All right, that's perfect. Now, first of all, open up the settings from your end. Open up your settings.
Yep.
Are you on the settings now?
Yes.
Now, just scroll down the page a bit. From the left-hand side corner, you will get to see an option, display and brightness. Click on that.
Yes.
Now, okay. Now scroll to the top of your screen, you will get to see an option, you will get to see your name, alright, you will get to see your name. On the left hand side top, do you see your name, ma'am?
Yep.
Click on your name.
Yes.
Now after clicking on your name, ma'am, you will get to see name, phone number, email, something like that.
Yes.
Have you done
that?
Now just after that, some of your basic information will come up. You just check all your informations are the same or not, because your informations are trying to be compromised. So please check all your informations from there is correct or not.
Yes, it's correct.
All right. Now look at the top of your screen. There is a blue back arrow. Tap that back arrow.
Yes.
Then you will get to see an option, payment and delivery. Give a click on that.
Yes.
Okay. Have you done that?
Yep. Starting for password and I don't know my Apple ID password.
Okay. Click on cancel.
Yep.
All right. Now, press the home button once again, ma'am. Press the home button.
Yes.
All right. Now, please open up a Safari page. Open up a fresh page of Safari.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, on the Safari browser, on the search bar, type my, M for mother, Y for yellow.
Yes.
Leave a space.
Yep.
Number one.
Yes.
Then letter P.
Hey, yep.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It says my 1P address location. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Now, just after that, there is an option will come up. What can you see, first of all, tell me?
Use your current location.
Click on allow.
Yep. And now, they go to phone settings.
Okay, this is the first option. What is my IP address location? find out your NordVPN?
What is my... Yes, find out here. Yep.
Yes, click on that. All right. Now, before we go further, ma'am, first of all, tell me, do you know anything about IP address?
Pardon?
Do you know anything about IP address, like what IP address is?
No.
Okay. So, IP address means, ma'am, Internet Protocol Address. The internet line you're using at the moment runs under an IP address, okay? Whatever the internet activity you do, like online shopping, online banking, paying bills, checking emails, each and everything, each and every information gets stored on your IP address. Apart from you, no one else in this world or anyone else in a family member is allowed to use the same IP address because each and every device have their own different IP addresses. Okay. Now the thing is that if someone gets into your IP address, that person will be able to access all of your information. Okay. And at that point of time, you have to understand that your information are getting compromised without your authorization. Look at the top of your screen. Can you see anything? It says your IP, your status.
I can say the headline is it NordVPN?
Like this is a black bar. This is a small black bar at the top. It says your IP, your status. Don't you see a small black? Don't you see a small black bar at the top, just below the search bar?
Your IP and IFP. Yes.
Do you see your IP and your status at the top? What is your status? You can see.
Unprotected.
Unprotected. That's not a good sign. Look at the left-hand side corner of your iPad. Do you see any red alert has been given to you? Something like your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection. Do you see anything like that?
Yes, exactly the same what you said.
Okay. So this is a complete instruction has been given to you, ma'am, that someone else from outside is spying on your connection. They're monitoring your online activities and they're trying to steal your information. Now, can you just confirm me, ma'am, which device do you use for most of your online activity? Is that your iPad or your smartphone?
Pretty much both.
Sorry? Come up again?
Both.
Your phone, right?
Yeah, and my iPad.
Okay. Alright. And... Alright, now what we're gonna do, ma'am, we're gonna start up the security procedure because someone has got into your IP address and they've broken your security firewall, okay? So that's the reason you're not getting notified for this kind of fraud charges. As because our server detected this charge request from overseas, we put the transactions on hold so that no money gets out of your account. But we have to secure all your details, first of all. So, do you do online banking with your bank, ma'am? Like, do you check your statements on online?
Yes, on my phone, I do.
Okay, on your phone. Now, right at the moment, your phone is not connected with the secure server, okay? So, it will not be secure for you to check it from your phone. Is it possible for you to check it from your iPad? Like, do you...
I can do, but it's not set up.
Okay, it's not set up. Okay, just, first of all, okay, not an issue. Do a thing. Put me on speaker on your phone.
Yeah, you are on speakerphone.
Okay. Now come back to the home screen of your phone.
Yes.
Yes. And open up the App Store.
Yep.
And are you using Wi-Fi, ma'am, or are you using your mobile data?
I'm actually using Wi-Fi now. That's just up and working today, so...
Okay, that's good. Now, alright. Now, on your iPhone, have you opened up the App Store? First of all, tell me that.
Yes, I've done that.
Okay. Now, on the App Store, first of all, look at the right-hand side bottom corner. There's a magnifying glass. Click on the magnifying glass.
Yep.
Okay. Now, on the search bar, you need to type A-N-Y.
A-N-Y.
D-E-S-K.
D-E-S-K.
Now tap on search.
So it will come up scan mirroring Z to M or something, or any
no, this
desk. Year,
exactly, any desk.
Yep, so
yes,
download
that. Yes, download that.
Okay,
yes. Now once you see the open option, please let me know, ma'am. Yes, just wait. Once you see open, just do let me know. And do the same thing on your iPad, ma'am, okay? Open the App Store.
Okay. Yep.
Yes. And start downloading that app, AnyDesk.
AnyDesk.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so it's downloaded on my phone.
Yes.
Well,
is it downloaded on your phone now?
Yep, would you like to find and connect to devices on your local network?
Yes, click on allow.
Yep, they're both downloaded.
All right. Now, do you see your ID number?
On my phone.
Okay, first of all, do you see the ID number on your iPad? First, tell me that.
Okay, so is that the, your address? Is that the
yes,
number?
Your address, yes.
Yep, so 761.
Yes.
274.
Uh-huh.
857.
All right. Now we'll get the security from our server. Look at the very bottom of the security. You will get to see two blank check boxes. Check in both the boxes.
Yes. Check. You won't let me do this. Do not show this warning to
it. All right. Now do you see a timer is going on over there on the accept?
Yep, 15, 14, 13.
Okay. Once it's zero, please tell me.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Yep, accept.
Yes, now click on accept. Now we'll get to see an accept option again from eBay Secure Server. Click on accept.
Accept, yep.
Now click on start broadcast. Do you see any desk?
Yes.
Yes, click on any desk.
Yes, got the tick next to it.
Now click on start broadcast.
Yep, done that.
Now don't touch anywhere, just wait. If you see a red box with a, if you see a black box with a red light flashing on it, please tell me.
A box.
All right. Now press the home button on your iPad.
Yep.
Yes, come back to the home screen of your iPad.
Yep.
Yes. Now on your iPhone, can you see the ID number?
Yep, but 526.
526.
526, yep, 493.
493.
Yep, 943.
943. All right. Now, just like before, just like on the iPad you did, you will get the security. All right. You will get the security on your smartphone as well. You know, just checking the blank box.
Yes. Yes. So I think I am aware of this risk.
Yes. Now let the timer done to the 0 seconds.
Okay. At 23 at the moment.
Yes. All right.
15, 14.
Now click on accept. This is 0. It's now zero. Click on accept.
Yep. But then, if I'm clicking that, someone else can see my account. Is that what I'm reading? Another person would like to access your device.
Yeah, it's for your security. We are giving you the security shield by the server. Now click on accept again.
Yep, accept.
Now click on start broadcast.
Yeah.
Now just wait for a moment. Don't touch anywhere. All right. Now, do you see a black box with a timer on it?
No.
What can you see on your screen?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Under any desk. Yeah,
all right. All right. All right. Now, simply swipe up the page from very bottom to up, and you will back to your home page.
Yes.
Open up the settings on your phone.
Yes.
Now, on the settings, just go to the option display and brightness.
Yes.
Yes, scroll down the page, there will be an option, it says auto lock.
Yes.
Make it never.
Yeah.
Yes, you can change it like before once the security work is done, okay? Now come back to the home page, ma'am.
Yeah.
Come back to your home page, okay. Now we have activated the security shield. It's a temporary security shield from our eBay department. Alright, so that you can use the secure network at the moment. Now, simply check the statements of your banking. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is $1, please let me know so that we can make a report on those transactions, okay?
Well, I just checked it. Well, on my phone just before and there was nothing then, so
yes.
I don't
please
really
check
want to
it.
Do it on there now.
Please check it from your end. If you see any unknown transaction, please let me know, okay? I'm on the line with you.
Yeah, I don't want to check it while I'm on the line, because you might get into my account.
No, you don't have to give me any of your details. You just check it from your end, check the statements of last 3 days. If you see any unknown transaction, just tell me about the transaction. We will make a report on it, okay? Just check the statements from your end. Yeah, ma'am. I'm on the line with you.
Yeah, there's none.
I beg your pardon?
None. There's none.
Have you logged in and checked?
Yeah.
That was quite fast, ma'am.
Well, I just did it when I was on the phone just before when I was doing it on my iPad.
You have to do it right now, ma'am. Because right now you're connected with the security shield, okay? So just check it right now. If you see any unknown transaction,
like
just tell me.
I don't like the sound of this.
I beg your pardon?
I don't like the sound of it, so I'm not going to my bank account.
Ma'am, you're doing it on your own phone, right? I'm not asking
you
to give me any of your information. How can I see anything, ma'am? You're using your own phone. I'm not allowed to see your device, right? I'm not allowed to access your device, okay? It's beyond the rules, okay? We can't break the protocol, all right? You just check it. Yeah, just check it from your end. If you need to provide a security shield, we will let you know.
All right. All right.
All right. Have you checked the statement?
Yes, and there's nothing.
All right. Okay. Now, just give me a moment. Let me talk to the security officer of the anti-fraud department so that we can let you know what are the security steps we need to do to block those fraud charges, okay? Just give me a moment.
Okay.
I will get back to you within a while, all right? And don't do any kind of activity at the moment on your phone or your iPad.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. So I just had a word with one of my security officer. They told me that they're going to make a they're going to set up a meeting for you on the from the Anti-Fraud Department of NCA. Okay. It's National Crime Agency. All right. And the thing is that we are connecting you with the government agency because there is a case of an identity theft. As I told you, that someone is getting into information and trying to do some fraud charges. So we have to block all the fraud activities that are trying to be done under your identity details. As I just showed you right now that your IP is getting compromised by some outsiders, you have also seen that red alert, right ma'am, that your IP is unprotected at the moment. So right now, as you're under the secure shield of eBay secure server, it's been secure for right now, but it's not permanent, right? Once we deactivate our secure shield, it will your information will start getting compromised again, and you will not get the information that your information are getting compromised in which platforms, okay? So first of all, do a thing, ma'am. Open up a fresh page of Google. Let me show you something.
Yes.
And do it on your smartphone, okay?
Yes.
Now, over there type W as in whiskey, W.
W.
Then number 3. Then letter C. C as in Charlie. Do you see any option coming up? It is W3C validator.
Yes.
Click on that. Yes. Now, do you see any option coming up? It says W3C Markup Validation Service.
Markup Validation, yes.
Yes, click on that.
Okay.
Alright.
Yep.
Now, first of all, tell me, ma'am, do you know anything about W3C Markup Validation? Have you ever used this? Okay. This is an Australian, this is an Australian government website from where you can check all your online activity status, okay, like your banking, your emails, your payment methods like PayPal or anything else, or your online shopping as well, okay. You can check anything from here that your online activities are safe and secure or not. So, first of all, have a look over there. There's an address bar where you can type something. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yes. Simply type over there www. And make sure, ma'am, you are typing each and every letter in lowercase. Nothing will be in uppercase, okay? Yes, www. Then email, E-M-A-I-L, email. .com. Now slide your screen a little bit to the right. You will get to see an option. It says check. Click on check. Have you done that, ma'am? Now just after that, some results would come up. It says message filtering. Over there, you will get to see lots of things like info, warnings, errors. Those are the results of your internet activities at the moment. Like if you're getting the things like errors, infos, or warnings, it means, ma'am, your informations are getting compromised on that platform, okay? Now, do you see any kind of error warnings or infos over there?
Yes.
How many errors, warnings, and infos you can see?
1, 2, 3.
No, you don't have to count like that. Just tell me the total number. Go to the bottom. Just tell me the total number.
14.
14 errors and warnings, okay. So it means the people who are getting into your information, they have done 14 attempts on your email so that they can do some fraudulent activity over there. Now we will check that what kind of fraudulent activity they have tried to do from your email, okay. Now, look at the left-hand side bottom corner of your screen. There will be a small back arrow. Tap that back arrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now what can you see on your screen?
The same stuff. Hang on, I'll press it again. Now it's gone back to where I put www.email.
Okay, just erase email.com, erase email.com, and put the eBay, yes, and put the eBay.com.
The www.ebay.com.
Yeah.
Check.
And then click on check. If you see any infos, errors, and warnings are coming up, please let me know. Just tell me the total number of errors, warnings, and infos you're getting, if you're getting on it. I do believe you will get errors and warnings over there because your informations are already getting compromised on eBay. So just tell me the total number of errors, warnings, and infos you're getting.
658.
Oh my God. So it's at high risk at the moment, okay? Like most of your informations are getting compromised from our platform, okay? Alright, we are making reports on it because we will send this file to the NSA department and they're gonna configure that how to block these foreign hackers who are doing these fraud activities, okay? Don't worry about anything, they're gonna secure each and everything for you. You just have to be a little bit patient about this. Now just press the back button once again.
Yeah.
Back, go back to the search bar where you have typed in www.ebay.com.
Yep. Yep.
Make it empty. And put the name of your bank, www. Then put the name of your bank, then .com.
Yeah.
Have you put the full name? After putting the full name of your bank, put the word bank as well, okay?
Oh, sorry, hang on, I didn't put bank.
Yes, put the word bank as well.
Bank.
Then .com, and then click on check. Now what can you see over there?
Seven errors and three warnings.
There are seven errors and three warnings you can see on your banking page, right? Right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, when you check your statements of your banking, you haven't seen any unknown transaction in past few 3 days?
No, I check it daily, so...
All right, okay. And in past 48 hours, in past few days, have you shared any of your banking information with someone?
No.
Okay, alright. You just go back to your home page, just come out of that validator page. Now let me make a report on it and I have to send it to the security department so that we can let you know what are the security steps the NSA department gonna take for you, okay? You just be on the line,
okay.
I will get back to you, alright? Yes, and you're talking to me for so long, ma'am. Have a glass of water, please. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
All right. Ma'am, do a thing. Grab a piece of paper and a pen with you. I'm going to give you a case ID, okay? Because during this investigation, when you will be when we will connect your call to the NCI department, they will ask you the case ID, okay? Because we are sending the reports to them. So make a note of the case ID. You have to verify it to them, okay? Make a note of it in a piece of paper.
Yep, case number, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, as these fraud activities are trying to be done from eBay, just type the case ID. It's EB, all in lowercase, okay? EB.
Yep, eBay.
A Y.
Yes.
7 8.
7 8.
6 0.
6 0.
Yeah, this is your case ID, okay? When your call will be transferred to the NCA department, they will ask you the case ID. You have to verify this case ID to them, okay? So that they can get the report, yes, and they can help you out in a better way, alright? Now just give me a moment, ma'am. Let me connect your call to the NCA department, okay? National Crime Agency. The senior security officers from there, of the anti-fraud department, gonna help you out in each and every way to secure all of your informations, okay? And during this procedure, ma'am, I will request you not to answer any other calls, alright?
How long will it take? Because I've just had surgery, so I need to go and rest.
I totally understand you need to have rest because you had a surgery. So we will try our best not to take so long, alright? You just,
okay.
Yes, so just be on the line. Let me connect your call to the NCA department, alright? Just be on the line for a moment. A very good evening. Your call has been transferred to the NCA Department's Chief Engineer. This is Travis Cooper. I believe I'm speaking to Mrs. Kelly.
Yes.
Right, sweet lady. I believe you just now had a conversation with one of the representatives from eBay, and they helped you out with the concern of the matter. And they must have given you a case ID. Can you please confirm me your case ID number?
EBAY78. Mm-hmm. 6-0.
That is absolutely correct. So, Kelly, first of all, I am totally disheartened to see you in this position because this is quite uncertain as of now that how you ended up here. So, first of all, I have a little bit of question jumbling in my head, and I would like to ask you that by any means or any chance, have you ever shared your details with any random stranger apart from your friends or family members?
No.
Right. In that case, I am certainly sure that these are some unsolicited people who have got illegal access of your details, and that means they can possess a lot of harmful threat upon you. So first of all, ma'am, can you just let me know how many devices do you have at your place? Like, do you have any computers, laptops, smartphones, iPads, etc.?
Not that I've got a laptop, but I don't need that for personal use.
Uh-huh.
I've only got my iPad and my phone.
You got a laptop, an iPad, and a phone. Am I correct? Three devices.
Yes. Yes.
And you said that you do not use the laptop that often.
No.
So in that case, you have only two devices, two active devices. But quite surprisingly, I see here in the database that there are over 7 IP addresses which are attached to your network. And as you should know, that an IP address is always unique and confined to one device only. One device can never have more than one IP address. So, dear lady, I can totally tell you that right now, your entire network is being accessed by different people. And do you have any idea who they could be? Or you have any assumption?
No
idea whatsoever. Well, in that case, I am certain that they have come, and they have definitely come for a good reason, and that is not good for you. Because whatever is good for them, it is harmful for you, because at the end they are criminals. And what are the important activities they have been doing? It is putting you in trouble. And that is the only reason why you are here speaking to me. And in the meanwhile, I just got an alert that you have been on the telephone for a long time, and as you have had a surgery quite recently, so I'll try my very best that it should not take you longer. Is that okay, ma'am? My pleasure.
Yeah.
Now, coming to the point, dear lady, there are a lot of criminal activities that goes on in our country, but this happens to be quite mischievous and mysterious in the same time. So, I would like to know that in recent times, have you ever used any of your important activity on the mobile phone or on the iPad which can give out important details to these hackers? For example, if you have done any such activity like online shopping, online banking, then I believe these are the things which these hackers are looking forward to. So in last 1 or 2 days, have you done online shopping or online banking on your mobile or on your tablet or on your iPad?
Not in the last couple of days, no. I've been in hospital.
You have not. That is good to know. Now that which you confirm me right now, that you have not been into online shopping and online banking as well, or was it just online shopping?
I've looked on it, but I haven't been shopping at
first. Like you didn't make any transactions, you just went into it, into the application. Am I correct?
Yes.
And please tell me if I get anything wrong or if I just get any assumptions, because one wrong step in the wrong direction, the entire mission may collapse. And as you know, dear, that it is a huge, huge responsibility on my shoulder to keep you out of any kind of threat, as you are a very respectable citizen of our country and we truly value you. So, dear, just have a look on your mobile and tell me what exactly do you see.
Nothing. Just turn it off. My home screen.
Your home screen. All right. Now, just a few moments back, I believe you downloaded a new security application on your mobile phone, which was called AnyDesk. Am I correct?
Yes.
Now, just try to reopen AnyDesk once again, ma'am. Launch the application.
Yep, and it's come up to your address.
That is absolutely correct. Now, just have a look on your screen and tell me, is the number ending with 943?
Yes.
Good. Now, within a few seconds, you would get a pop-up, a change on your screen coming up. When you see it, please let me know, because that request will be sent by me, and it will help you get connected to the main server. So, do you get any options called accept or allow? Which says I'm aware of the risk, etc.
I've already done this with the other guy.
Correct. When you did last time, you got your signals verified from eBay server. And now, here comes the main part. I am going to make sure that whoever these unsolicited people are attaching themselves into your network, they can be tracked down, they can be removed, so that you can use your internet, your mobile, your tablet the way you should be, without any threat. So, dear, do you still see the option accept?
Yes.
Click it.
No.
Do you see any changes?
Accept or dismiss.
When you click accept, what happens next?
Scan broadcast and AnyDesk, so start broadcast.
Start broadcast, there you go. I just need to hang on for a moment. You should see a little countdown, a little timer coming up.
Yep. It's going
up 9, 10, 11. Yep, just hang on. Because you know what this timer is indicating? It is indicating that if it gets way too long to get connected to this secure server, then, dear lady, the infection has been pretty heavy. And these people have done and uploaded a lot of harmful viruses on your network, which would simply indicate that. So now, dear, just press the swipe your screen from bottom to top and go back to the home screen. As you can see, we are connected.
Yep.
Now, first things first, these hackers usually target their innocent victim for primarily two reasons, and you must understand what they could be. First of all, they victimize the innocent people for their financial details, just like banking, shopping, etc. And secondly, they victimize innocent people to get their personal details, like email, your address, your social media handles, each and everything, so that they can always monitor whatever you are doing, and when it is the right time, when you would not be active, they can do their illegal transactions themselves. This is the main reason, dear, why they have put you in this situation. Now, first of all, as of now, I believe a lot of things must have been cleared in your head, or if you have any confusions or delusions, please let me know.
Okay.
And if you're having any difficulty understanding anything, sweet lady, Kelly, please let me know, dear, because from now onwards, it is my responsibility to terminate all of these illegal people out of your residence. So you can truly go ahead and...
This is going on too long. I'm going to hang up and delete the app, and I'll deal with it later when I get hacked. But
I can totally understand. I can appreciate your concern that you are getting annoyed. You do not want to stay here right now. You are getting a lot of difficulty. But dear, just understand it this way. At any point in time, they can drain out each and every bit of information which you have, which can easily be misused by them, right? And as of now, a lot of damage has already been done. So first of all, just let me know one thing, dear, that in last few days you have not done anything voluntarily which can put you in this situation, right? Am I correct?
Yes.
And when did you have your surgery?
Friday.
On Friday. Well, it has been very recent. And quite surprisingly, I'm seeing that on Saturday, the first activity of these unsolicited people were recorded. And that particular location comes out to be from Queensland. So, ma'am, can you confirm me? Are you anywhere near Queensland at the moment?
No.
You're not. Well, in that case, this is pretty much clear that apart from you, there are other people who are misusing your mobile phone. So, first of all, dear, just know one thing. As of now, we have had a lot of investigations going in, and most surprisingly, there is one particular location which is triggering the situation quite magnanimously. And before I continue, can I ask you, dear, that do you have any valid identity proof, like any driver's license or passport, any such things?
I do.
Are they active, or if it has expired, it has no meaning? So I believe they would definitely be active. Am I correct?
Yes.
Right. Now, first of all, dear, as you say, you are running short on time and you are feeling discomfort, so I can truly understand it and sense it that, yes, it is a matter of trouble, but this security protocol is definitely something which you must not take lightly, because if by any chance anything wrong happens, you lose anything, dear, you would be running each and every police station in the entire country and nothing will happen, because they will have no command, no control over it. It's a cyber fraud. And I believe, as you know, a cyber fraud, it is totally used and based upon internet. So first of all, dear, what I have figured out by now speaking to you for about 10 minutes is that it is not you who has voluntarily given your details to anybody. It is not you who has misused your bank or your other important applications, but still you have ended up in this position, and that is because someone from different organization is helping these hackers. So can I ask you, dear, that apart from that particular eBay from where everything started to happen, how long have you been doing online shopping with any other company like Amazon, Tesco, or any other?
No, I don't use them.
So you scarcely use online shopping. Well, in that case, this is pretty much clear that the threat lies mostly upon your financial activity, which is your bank server. So first of all, dear, just let me know that as of now, I can see that there are 7 different IP addresses which are attached to your network. So in order to make sure they are all terminated, we must get the security procedure done so that it will protect you today, it will protect you tomorrow, and the rest of the days to come. So first of all, Dudia, when you log into your bank, I believe that it will display you all important information like your balances, your recent history, your transactions, and as you did already, did you notice any kind of illicit transaction or something which you didn't recognize?
No.
Well, if you have not seen it, it means that the transactions are hidden. Because here in the database, in the National Security Server, I can see that there have been 2 transactions which were about to be done today. And that was the main reason why eBay got suspicious, because it was not authorized by you, as you scarcely use it. So, dear lady,
but from your account...
My eBay
doesn't have my bank details anyway, so I think this is a big scam too. So I'm going to go now, so I need my bank.
In that case, let me just tell you one more thing. Let me just tell you one more thing, dear, before you just run away and think that eBay is totally wrong. Dear, this is not about eBay. It is a matter of your personal security. Are you getting my point?
I'll work it out later when I'm feeling a bit better.
Yes, you are not well. I can totally understand it. And I can arrange a lot of good things for you. But on the contrary, if we stop the investigation right now, the worst thing that can happen is the hackers will have no... You still there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you for your patience. But as I was actually trying to discuss with you, the main problem, and it seems like it was definitely not a good time because you are totally annoyed. And if you are annoyed, you will not understand the things better, sweet lady. So, can you just do a little favor to me? Can you please be handy with a pen and a piece of paper?
Yes, I've got a pen and paper.
Now, first of all, please write down my name, because from now onwards, anything happens with this investigation, it is me who will take control of it. So please write down my name, Travis Cooper.
Travis Cooper.
Right. Now, after that, please make sure that if by any chance you need any kind of help or any kind of support, you can always call at our helpline number I will provide you, and you can tell them my name and my employment ID number. My employment ID number is unique, and that will help you get connected to me directly. So the employment ID number I have is A for Alpha, B for Bravo, 2110.
Sorry, 2110?
No, it's A for Alpha, B for Bravo, 2110.
Oh, 2110, yep.
That's absolutely correct. And as you already have your case ID number, let me just repeat it for you. It should be eBay 7860.
Yep.
Well done. Now, after that, there is one most important thing which you should have and must have, and it is the direct contact number, or would it be better if I provide you my email address? Where would you find it more comfortable?
Say that again, sorry.
Like, in order, if you have any difficulty or any problems, in case if you need to talk to me, what should I provide you? Should I provide you the indirect telephone number or the direct email of mine?
No, the phone number is fine.
Right. It would be 0240.
Sorry, you cut out then. 0240.
Yep.
0240.
170.
170.
332. That is absolutely correct. Now, dear, just repeat all of the informations which I made you write just now.
Service Cooper AB2110, eBay 7860, and your phone number, your phone, 0240170332.
That's true. That is absolutely correct. Now, dear, one most important thing I should discuss with you before I leave, and that is, first of all, please tell me that do you live by your own, or is there anybody else who can take care of you?
There's someone here.
You have your son?
No, there's someone else here, an adult.
Oh, you're totally on your own. Is that what you mean to say?
No, there is another adult in the house.
Ah, I'm sorry, I just couldn't get it. So as there is another adult in the house, so dear, there are a few things you should make sure that they are well understood by you. And I am mostly supposing that that particular adult will be your husband, am I correct, or your partner?
No, a friend.
A friend,
okay. What are you going for? What is this going for? I'm going now, goodbye, thank you.